Michael Malis, media thinks if Trump's against China, then by definition China is good. By Robert Krajicek on April 22, 2020. America's corporate press myopically views news through a binary lens of pro-Trump and anti-Trump, said Michael Malis, author of The New Right, a journey to the fringe of American politics and host of You're Welcome, offering his comments on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour. The corporate press in the United States sees everything as a function of either pro-Trump or anti-Trump, Malis said. If Trump's against China, then by definition China is good. It's really kind of demented. Malis continued, over the weekend, China started cracking down harder on Hong Kong than they have at any time since 1997, the handover from the British. They've been locking up people who are political activists, including the equivalent Rupert Murdoch, people who are media personalities there, really high up public figures and claiming you were causing civil unrest by having protests without a license. So they're flexing their muscle, and over here it's just a function of Trump, Trump, Trump. Malis quipped, it's just amazing. President Trump is so talented that he's gotten the left to care about anti-Asian racism for the first time in history. This is unprecedented, and it's gone away now. Of course, but for 5 minutes they pretended to care about Asian people. Listen. Democrats and the broader left will posture as critical of the Chinese Communist Party if they deem such a shift as politically necessary to win public support, Malis said. Growing global public consensus on how bad China is does give hope that the left will become the biggest cold warriors we've ever seen against China, estimated Malis, if only because that's their path to maintaining cultural hegemony in the United States. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.